movie, and then in this article, I did a little research on him and found a sort of profile piece in the Washington Post about him. I reached out to the journalist, and I asked her, you know, what's he like? What's the doctor like? She said that he's the most interesting man she's ever been around, and as a doc filmmaker, those are things you'd like to hear. And she introduced me to him over email, and basically that night, I got on the phone with him, and we chatted, and told me, you know, I want to come down and document your story and the story out of the fences. And he said, come on down, and 2 weeks later, I was on the ground there filming.
Wow.
But I think, you know, what allowed the film to sort of exist in the way it does, access was everything. And so, I wasn't just there for a couple of days. I was there for almost, 9 months, 1 to 2 weeks every month. And, that allowed me that time, allowed me to really develop relationships, develop storylines, develop characters. They got me into some of the places I was able to get into. You know, I'm not a war reporter. I've never been in situations like this before. But the film obviously led me to some pretty intense places. I never could have imagined ever being, in a shootout between the cartels and the vigilantes, in a meth lab in the dark desert at night, in places of torture. I never could have dreamed of being in these situations.